joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Choice, not chance. Get that back up for me, Jeremiah. For you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatever I command you, you'll speak it. You shall speak it. Be not afraid of their faces. I'm with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Next verse. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Verse 10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Now Jeremiah said, I'm a child. I can't go. But God said, no. Before you were here, I already ordained it. Amen. In other words, the path is made for you. Amen. But what our responsibility is to choose. Amen. You know, I picture in my mind somebody, there's water there, and you got your shoes off, and you kind of, ooh, the water's too cold. And you choose not to get into the water. Or you ease into the water until you get in there and you know, you adjust to it. You know, you choose either to get in or not. And see, that's what we have to understand when it comes to purpose. What God leaves us to do is to choose. And like Jeremiah, he felt overwhelmed. I know there are many things that God presents to me. I say, Lord, I need time to wrap my mind around this. Give me some time here to just, that's why meditating is important. That's why getting alone with God is important. Because you ask people, if you can't see it, you know they ain't gonna see it. Man, child, you to go crazy. Right? So there was Jeremiah. Now, when we choose, go with me to Genesis chapter 18, and I want to take a quick look at another patriarch. Genesis 18, verse 9. Tell somebody, choose.
Choose.
You know, even when we don't know which way to go, and you have to stand still, make this confession. Lord, I don't know necessarily what to do right now, but I choose you. I choose you. I don't know what to do. I have to stand still, but Lord, I choose your, whatever your will is, thy will be done.
Amen.
Amen. Consent to that. And ultimately, vision and direction, all those things will come to you. Genesis. Now, this is the Lord and the two angels, when they visited Abraham and his tent, and on his way in preparation to leave, he says, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? The angels and the Lord said to Abram, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in years or in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old too? In other words, we two old folks. And the Lord talking about a son. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Boy, that's a million, billion, trillion dollar question is anything. You need to ask yourself that sometime. From time to time until you just, you know, it gets saturated in your mind. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen? Get it back up for me. At the time appointed. Someone say, the time appointed. In other words, before God even said it to them, he had appointed a time. Come on. We're talking about purpose driven. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Somebody say, at the time appointed. Now, we know the story well because Sarah lied and said, I didn't laugh. She got scared. She said, I didn't laugh. But he said, yes, you did laugh. No, I didn't laugh. We heard you back there laughing. No, I didn't laugh. She got scared. You know, she lied. She got scared. And because they wrestled with unbelief, Hagar, they birthed an Ishmael. But after a while, see, once they did that, God didn't talk to them. Because God said, I will visit you. They made the wrong choice. But it took that for Abraham and Sarah to have a reality check. Because for 13 years, God didn't talk to them. But in the course of those 13 years, if you go, you don't have to go to this, write it down, but Romans chapter 4, it says that Abraham came to himself, and he, over that period of time, he became fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform it. And it says he now became strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. He no longer wavered, no longer staggered at the promise of God through unbelief. But it took that. See, that he took a wrong choice and worked the right choice into him. But see, it was when Abraham became fully persuaded. In other words, he made the choice that what God said, he's going to do it. Then something supernatural happened with he and Sarah. Sarah, the Bible says, Sarah conceived strength at 90 years old. Abraham at 100 to receive the child. But at the appointed time, God visited them. You heard my testimony in Kenya. We were leaving from a trip there, staying at a guest house, and the owner of the guest house, he and his wife had a beautiful daughter, but she had two miscarriages. And she asked if, because they attended our services, they were part of one of the churches we were ministering, and she asked if we would pray for them to have a baby. And without thinking about it, I began to pray for her. And before I knew it, out of my mouth came, by this time next year. I ain't mean to say that. You know, I wanted to keep it kind of general, you know. I didn't mean, but that was the Holy Ghost sprayed that out of me. And before I knew it, it came out. So I'm thinking, uh-oh, we come here every November. So next year, there better be a baby. And they just, you know, they went to rejoicing in that. But God has appointments. And I knew that wasn't me saying that. You know, it wasn't me just trying to conjure up something. No, it's, Holy Spirit said, by this time next year, when we arrived the next year, I'd forgotten all about it. But his wife was one of the first ones to greet us. We stayed at the same guest house. She came out, and she was big as the guest house. And that week, while we were there, she had the baby. Uh-huh. And named the baby Grace. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful little girl, too. I got pictures of her. But God has an appointment. It's not by chance. Stuff don't just happen by chance, by luck. Get that out of your vocabulary. Ain't nothing lucky about you. You are blessed. Tell somebody, I'm blessed and highly favored. My steps are ordered. Amen. We're not just hanging in there hoping and praying for some luck and some chance and something maybe to happen. God's got appointments on your life. We're going to get into a series, hopefully next after we get out of this series, into the next series on the spirit of excellence. You know, I coined a phrase. I was sharing this with my son, one of my sons. I've been reading a book that one of my friends in Africa wrote, and I'm going to do a foreword for him. But he made a statement in there by Vince Lombardi, and it says, perfection is unattainable, but in the pursuit of perfection, no, in the chase of perfection, we find excellence. I think I'm quoting it right. When we get into this study, I'll quote it again. But perfection, how many of we aren't perfect? Amen. We don't do stuff perfect. Amen. Perfection is unattainable in this life. But as we chase perfection, we obtain excellence. See, excellence, when you do things with excellence, there's so many things that are drawn to you. Money is drawn to excellence. You halfway do stuff, money not going to follow it. Increase won't follow it. But when you do things with excellence, money will follow it. All the resource will follow. Why? Because God is an excellent God. Psalms talks about it all through the Psalms, that God is a God of excellence. Amen. Solomon, everything that he did was with excellence. And guess what? People came and brought gifts. So we'll get into that. But it's an amazing concept. You know, Daniel had an excellent spirit and was consistently promoted. So we see where Sarah had a baby. Now, Israel had to choose as well. Get me Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, look what he says. Choose you this day whom you will serve. In other words, make a choice. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He made a choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Verse 21 of that same chapter. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. So they made a choice. Tell somebody, you got to make a choice. Choice, not chance. Choices, not chances. Choices, not luck.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.